Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 4th. Today, we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss the mixed blessings of an ADHD diagnosis in adults. Eric, Kate, what are your initial thoughts on this topic?
Well, Ted, I gotta say, ADHD diagnoses in adults can be an absolute game changer. It's like finally finding the missing piece of a puzzle you've been struggling with for years. Not only does it explain a ton of past struggles, but it also opens up a whole new world of proper treatment options. It's like getting a new pair of glasses after squinting at the world for decades.
Well, that might sound all sunshine and rainbows.
Hold on a sec, Kate. I think you're jumping the gun here. We're talking about a legitimate medical condition that affects millions of people. It's estimated that ADHD impacts about 3% of adults. That's a significant portion of the population who could benefit from proper diagnosis and treatment.
Oh, please, 3%? That number seems suspiciously high to me. Aren't we just slapping a medical label on normal human behavior at this point? It's like we're trying to diagnose the human condition.
Let's dive a bit deeper into the diagnostic process here. What are some key symptoms of ADHD in adults that professionals look for?
Great question, Ted. The main symptoms we're talking about are hyperactivity, impulsivity, and inattention. But it's not just about having a short attention span or being fidgety. These symptoms can have a real significant impact on daily life and relationships. We're talking about adults who struggle to keep jobs, maintain relationships, or even just manage their day-to-day responsibilities.
But those symptoms are so vague. I mean, come on, couldn't they apply to almost anyone in our fast-paced, smartphone-addicted society?
Hold up, Kate. It's not just about having these symptoms. It's about their severity and the impact they have on functioning. We're not talking about someone who occasionally gets distracted. We're talking about people who consistently struggle to focus, even on tasks they enjoy, to the point where it's derailing
their lives. There's a huge risk of people self-diagnosing based on these broad criteria. They read a few articles online, take some sketchy internet quiz, and suddenly they're convinced they have ADHD. It's a slippery slope.
You both raise interesting points. Now let's talk about the potential benefits of an adult ADHD diagnosis. Eric, what are your thoughts on this?
The benefits can be truly life-changing, Ted. A proper diagnosis can lead to appropriate treatment, which might include medication, therapy, or both. But beyond that, it offers improved self-understanding. Imagine going through life feeling like you're constantly failing, only to discover there's a neurological reason for your struggles. It's incredibly validating. Plus, it opens the door to better coping strategies tailored to how your brain actually works.
But it can also lead to stigma, job discrimination, and unnecessary medication. People get labeled as disordered.
Kate,
and suddenly
you're not seeing the full picture here. The benefits far outweigh the risks. Many adults report feeling an enormous weight lifted after diagnosis. It's like finally having an explanation for
years of... That's just temporary relief. Long term, they might face more challenges due to the label. It's not all rainbows and butterflies, Eric. There are real consequences.
Let's look at a historical parallel here. The rise in adult ADHD diagnoses reminds me of the increase in autism diagnoses in the 1990s. Eric, what are your thoughts on this comparison?
That's an interesting parallel, Ted. In the 1990s, we saw a significant uptick in autism diagnoses, largely due to broader diagnostic criteria and increased awareness. It's similar to what we're seeing with ADHD now. Back then, people who might have previously fallen through the cracks were finally getting recognized and diagnosed. It led to a better understanding of the autism spectrum and how it manifests differently in different people.
And look how that turned out. We now have an autism epidemic that's more about changing definitions than actual increases in prevalence.
Hold on, Kate. Though that increase in diagnoses led to better support and understanding for people with autism, the same could happen with adult ADHD. More diagnoses mean more research, more tailored interventions, and ultimately, better quality of life for those
affected. It also led to fear-mongering and pseudoscientific cures. We're risking the same with ADHD. Next thing you know, we'll have snake oil salesmen peddling miracle cures for ADHD, just like we saw with autism.
How does the historical context of autism diagnoses inform our understanding of the current ADHD situation?
It shows that increased awareness can lead to better recognition of a previously underdiagnosed condition. With autism, we realized it was more common than we thought and that it presented differently in different people. The same is happening with ADHD. We're recognizing that it doesn't just affect hyperactive little boys. It can affect adults, women, and present in various ways. This increased understanding is crucial for proper diagnosis and treatment.
It also shows how easily diagnostic criteria can be manipulated and overused. We're potentially creating a whole new epidemic based on shifting definitions.
But ultimately, it led to more research and better treatments for autism. We're seeing the same with ADHD now. More diagnoses mean more attention from the medical community, more funding for research, and ultimately better outcomes.
At what cost? We're potentially pathologizing normal human variation. Not everyone needs to fit into a neat little neurotypical box, Eric. Some people are just different, and that's
the cost
okay.
of leaving ADHD undiagnosed and untreated is far greater. We're talking about people struggling with relationships, careers, and daily life. Proper diagnosis and treatment can be life-changing. It's not about fitting people into boxes. It's about giving them the tools they need to thrive.
That's assuming all these diagnoses are accurate, which I highly doubt. We're potentially creating a society dependent on stimulants and labels. It's a dangerous path we're treading.
Looking to the future, how do you think the landscape of adult ADHD diagnoses will evolve? Eric, what's your prediction?
I believe we'll see continued improvement in diagnostic accuracy and treatment options. As we learn more about ADHD, we'll be able to tailor interventions more effectively. We might see more nuanced diagnostic criteria that better capture the range of ADHD presentations. Additionally, I expect we'll develop more targeted medications with fewer side effects. Ultimately, more adults will receive the help they need, leading to improved quality of life for millions.
I fear we'll see an explosion of overdiagnosis and overmedication, creating a society dependent on stimulants. We're already seeing a rise in prescription stimulant abuse.
That's an exaggeration, Kate. Proper diagnosis and treatment can actually lead to reduced substance abuse and better life outcomes. Many people with undiagnosed ADHD self-medicate with drugs or alcohol. Getting proper treatment can help them break
that cycle. Or it could lead to widespread addiction to prescription stimulants and further stigmatization of neurodiversity. We're creating a society where everyone's expected to be constantly focused and productive. It's not healthy or realistic.
Interesting perspectives. Now, how might these changes in ADHD diagnosis and treatment affect society as a whole?
We could see increased productivity and creativity as more people with ADHD receive proper support and channel their unique strengths. Many people with ADHD are incredibly creative and innovative when they're able to manage their symptoms effectively. Imagine the breakthroughs we could see in various fields as these individuals are better able to harness their potential. Plus, better ADHD management could lead to reduced healthcare costs and improved economic productivity overall.
Or we could see a homogenization of human behavior as everyone tries to fit the neurotypical mold. We're risking losing the beautiful diversity of human cognition.
That's not the goal of ADHD treatment, Kate. It's about helping individuals function better, not changing who they are. ADHD treatment is about giving people tools to manage their symptoms, not about erasing their personality or creativity.
But the pressure to conform is real, and medication can be a slippery slope. We're creating a society where everyone feels like they need to be medicated to keep up. It's a dangerous path that could lead to widespread dependency and loss of individuality.
Medication is just one tool in the toolbox, Kate. Proper ADHD management involves a holistic approach, including therapy and lifestyle changes. It's about helping people find strategies that work for them, not about forcing everyone into the same mold. Many people with ADHD find that treatment actually helps them embrace their unique traits more effectively.
That may be true for some, but I worry about the mass prescription of stimulants without proper support. We're potentially creating a generation dependent on pills to function. It's a band-aid solution to a complex problem.
Thank you both for this lively discussion. It's clear that adult ADHD diagnosis is a complex issue with both potential benefits and risks. As we move forward, it's crucial to balance the need for proper diagnosis and treatment with careful consideration of the broader societal implications. This conversation highlights the importance of continued research and nuanced approaches to mental health. Thanks for tuning in to Listen 2.